I'm Marcela Sanchez with an AP News Minute. Many experts say President Trump's executive order to create a nationwide list of eligible voters and to restrict mail-in voting violates the Constitution.
On Tuesday, President Donald Trump signed an executive order that calls on the Department of Homeland Security and the Social Security Administration to make a list of eligible voters from each state that could participate in a federal election, and the U.S. Postal Service would be barred from sending absentee ballots to those not on those lists, Arizona Secretary of State Adrian Fontes.
This really looks like the president is trying to pick his own voters. And that's a really, really disturbing development that we are seeing as these things continue to get pushed through.
Fontes says in his state, Arizona, more than 80% of voters cast ballots by mail.
The courts have repeatedly told this president that he does not have any constitutional authority to do things like this.
I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez.